We've been trying to use this slot every couple of weeks or so to speak about questions of like how to improve certain skills. We spoke about how to learn machshava. Earlier in the year, we spoke about how to learn, how to read Rishonim, which I think, again, is very, very important. What I want to do today is speak a little bit about how to read Ramban on Chumash. I want to give some introductions. Again, in the WhatsApp group, I sent out an outline. I just didn't have the actual... I couldn't connect to the printer. But let's start as follows. Ramban on Chumash is an incredibly, incredibly fundamental work. As we'll see in a little bit, it's fundamental in different areas. Chaim Volozhiner said that learning Chumash Rashi without Ramban is like learning Gemara Rashi without Tosfos. That what Tosfos does for Gemara in a certain sense, the Ramban does for Chumash, and that's going to have a couple of implications. But if we're focusing now on not why Ramban is important, but how do I learn Ramban, I want to try to, again, provide some background to make sure that we're ready to learn Ramban well, what we do when we're inside the Ramban, and what we do after the Ramban to really make sure that we're understanding it as well as we possibly can. Before we start learning Ramban, so it's important to be aware of, just like learning Tosfos, to keep Rav Chaim Volozhiner's mashal alive, or his comparison alive, just like learning Tosfos without learning Gemara Rashi is ridiculously difficult, to look at a random... Imagine we just didn't learn Gemara and Gittin. We just learned Tosfos and Gittin. Without knowing well the Gemara it's on, it would be so challenging to be able to understand Tosfos. So part of the first step is to learn Chumash and Rashi as well as we possibly can. If we know Chumash and Rashi well, that positions us well. Why? Because the Ramban himself writes in his Hakdama to his Peirush al Torah in regards to Rashi, Vilo Mishbat HaBechorah, that Rashi is considered to be like the Bechor. Rashi is the first. And therefore, a lot of Rambans start by quoting Rashi, and even a Ramban where he's not quoting Rashi, to know Chumash and Rashi will often be helpful towards understanding the Ramban as well as possible. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama also that he has sort of, I don't know if you'd say it like this, like complex emotions towards the Ibn Ezra. He often quotes Rabbeinu Avraham, he quotes the Ibn Ezra a lot, and the Ramban argues with the Ibn Ezra a lot. So if you really wanted to like set yourself up to be able to learn Ramban as well as possible, Chumash Rashi, potentially Ibn Ezra, is a great place to go. The other thing that you want to do beforehand, and again, Chumash Rashi, many of us know that there are those books out there, What's Bothering Rashi? Rashi does not often formulate his questions explicitly. He sort of responds to things to make things easier for us, but not saying, why does a pasuk say it like this? This is the answer. He more just gives you the information to help either avoid the question or things like that. Ramban does that too sometimes. And it's important when you learn Chumash Rashi, what were the issues that Rashi was very sensitive to? What were the issues in Chumash that Rashi was responding to in his Peirush and Chumash? Rashi never writes things randomly. He was writing them because there was some sort of problem. So the first step would be, what within the text was bothering Rashi? And if we have Chumash Rashi, and we get that well, the same way if you know Gemara Rashi really well, Tosfos is much easier. So too, when it comes to the Ramban, things will be significantly smoother. That's all as an introduction. Now I open up the Ramban, and a lot of what we're going to say about maximizing our learning of the Ramban is going to have significant overlap with what we spoke about when we spoke about learning a Ramban on Shas, or any of the Rishonim that are there on Shas. What I think makes sense to do is the following. It's similar methodology with slightly different questions. The first thing I want to do, I have a long Tosfos or a long Ramban, I want to read the whole Ramban. I want to just read through the Ramban once. Even if I don't understand that much of what's going on, I still want to read the whole thing. When I read the Ramban, there are a couple questions that I want to be able to ask. One of the reasons why the Ramban is so great and at times a little bit challenging is because the Ramban, there are different kinds of Rambans on Chumash. The Ramban's goals in different pieces can vary from section to section. And even within the same piece, the Ramban may speak on different levels. Let me clarify what I mean by that. On the one hand, Ramban on Chumash is a parshan. He is someone who comes along to explain Chumash. And he has his own unique methodology in how he explains Chumash. So many of us know that Rashi often brings in Midrashim. The Baal HaTurim often brings in gematrias. Rashi has some pshat, some midrashim. The Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra are much more pshat focused. So the Ramban is also a style of interpretation of Chumash. The Ramban does quote Chazal sometimes. He also offers his own pshatim. And the Ramban's style as a parshan, he has certain interesting components. The Ramban does not have all of like the fanciful midrashim that Rashi has. You know, last week's parsha was awesome from a medrash perspective. You're that Moshe's neck becomes like Ra, Bas Paro's arm stretches all the way. It's like some awesome, awesome stuff, you know, going on. Ramban doesn't always have that. Doesn't always have that. And the Ramban as a parshan, this is an important thing also, the Ramban often has nuanced characters. In the world of Rashi, people are good or bad. Avram, good. Esav, bad. Lavan, bad. And everything they do is interpreted like that. The Ramban has a much more nuanced description of characters. So Avraham is great, but Avram could also sin. And Lavan is maybe mostly bad, but Lavan could do some things that are not as terrible. And different people from the Ramban, so the first thing to say when I read a Ramban is, what's the Ramban doing here? Is he working as a Parshan? He's commenting on Chumash. That's what the Ramban is doing. And I want to understand then, what did he contribute to the text / what did he contribute to my understanding of the storyline as a whole? That's how to read this pasuk, but what about the story is now perceived differently as a result? I now understand this character differently. That's the first thing that the Ramban does in Peirush and Chumash. But part of the reason why the Sefer is so important is because the Ramban does additional things also. What else is the Ramban in this Peirush and Chumash? He's also a Baal Machshava. The Ramban's a Baal Machshava. What does that mean, the Ramban's a Baal Machshava? It means that he's using Chumash, but to explain Chumash, and he'll broaden his discussion sometimes to speak about incredibly important topics that any Baal Machshava speaks about. So what's the Ramban going to speak about as Peirush and Chumash? He's going to speak about Emunah. He's going to speak about Bitachon, a very famous Ramban in Parshas Bo. Emunah's in Parshas Yisro. The Ramban's going to speak a lot about what else? He'll speak about things like magic, like the Chartumim of Mitzrayim. The Ramban's in the Anval. He's going to speak about, like many other Baalim Machshava, he'll speak about Shemos Hashem, the name of Hashem, like Lushmi Hashem, Kel Shakai. What do those things mean? What do they represent? The Ramban writes things also as a Baal Machshava. What else does the Ramban do? So here is interesting. The Ramban sometimes is essentially a Lamdan. We saw a Ramban this week, which was a Lamdisha Ramban. We saw a Ramban in Parshas Akev. What was that Ramban about? What sugya was it important for? The Ramban's important for what sugya? We saw this week, Ramban al Torah is important for what sugya? Kibbutz Yachid Shmei Kibbutz Ma'arav Shet. That the Ramban is important because the Ramban is someone that is able to know how to speak about things in a way which is lumdish implications. Are there other Rambans we know that when the Ramban gets into lumdus, it's hard to learn the sugyas of Edim Zomimin if we aren't learning Ramban on Chumash? It's a lot of sugyas. With that Ramban and Chumash, again, this is as they're pointing correctly, the Maram Shif in our sugya references the Ramban and Chumash. So sometimes I'm reading a Ramban, not just as a Baal Machshava, but as a Lamdan. And the last thing I would say, the Ramban is not only explaining Chumash, he's not only a Baal Machshava, not only a Lamdan, but what else is the Ramban? The Ramban is a Mekubal. The Ramban's a Kabbalist. And because the Ramban's a Kabbalist, so we have to know, what am I reading in the Ramban? And there are some pieces that are only one, some pieces that are multiple things. There's a Baal Machshava, and then there's the Kabbalistic section. And when I'm reading through the Ramban and Chumash first, one of the first things that I want to do when I'm reading through Ramban and Chumash is, broadly speaking, what kind of a Ramban is this? Broadly speaking, it'll tell me a little bit what to look for. We'll see in a second. It'll tell me where to look if I don't understand things as well. But if I break it down, that's the first thing, is what kind of section and what are the sections within it. Then I really do want to break it down into sections. No different than what you would do with Tosfos. The only advantage is the Ramban is vowelized and broken into paragraphs. So what am I going to do for the Ramban? I want to know the Ramban's dealing with questions. How many questions? The Ramban's offering answers.
how many answers. I want to just divide it up into different sections. The Ramban is bringing Rayos. What the Ramban will often do, which is one of the reasons why he's great as a Parshan, he'll first quote Rashi to ask a question, he'll quote the Ibn Ezra and ask the question, and then to be able to, once I sort of structure things, I know he's first quoting an Ibn Ezra and arguing. I know he then is quoting a Reb Sadia Gaon and arguing. And then I see that here's the Ramban's pshat. Now, there are code words in the Ramban also, just like there are code words in Tosfos. But the code words are different. And that's part of learning how to read Ramban. In Tosfos, we're going to say V'im Tomar and Yesh Lomar. Tema. Those words may not be coming up in the Ramban on Chumash that much, but there are other words in the Ramban that do give us a good indication of things. As an example, if the Ramban says, V'al derech ha-pshat, so then, or I know that what he's giving me, he says, al derech ha-pshat, he means, I'm giving you an interpretation of the Pasuk that is different from what you may find in Chazal. So al derech ha-pshat tells you that's different what you find in Chazal. Here's al derech ha-pshat. If he says, al das rabosenu, the rabosenu amru, that means he's quoting a Maimar Chazal often as an additional answer. When the Ramban says, al derech ha-emes, that the Ramban writes in the beginning of his Perush al Torah, that means he's telling you something Kabbalistic. So I can also like label things on the side of my Ramban. I have Ramban printed out, I can write next to it. If I have next to my Ramban, just to get practical, even more practical for a second, if I have a Ramban, no different than Tosfos, where I've learned Chumash Rashi already, and I know the major issues going on in that pasuk. And I read a Ramban, and the Ramban looks like this. Starts with a question, he has Rashi's answer, he rejects Rashi, he has the Ibn Ezra's answer, he rejects the Ibn Ezra, and he has two additional answers. He has three additional answers. One he says, V'rabosenu Amru. One he says, Al Derech HaPshat. And one he says, Al Derech HaEmes. Ramban says something along those lines.
Then I know without knowing any of the substance of what's actually in the Ramban, I already have a pretty good feeling. I already have a pretty good feeling
for what these pieces are going, what's going to be in these different sections. Rabosenu Amru, I'm going for Maimar Chazal. Pshat, different. But I have the structure. If I can structure the Ramban, and sometimes to have it even like written next to it can be helpful. I think my wife teaches a class in how to teach Chumash. So I think she has a lesson. Is this next semester?
She takes in how to teach Chumash. She gives a class in how to read Ramban. She does a much better job than we're going to do right now, but that's okay. Hopefully she'll let us use the house tonight, and then we're all good. So... Rabbi Dov Rishavkin referenced this recently in his follow-up Mishpacha article to Ben Shapiro's bookshelf, that people have different bookshelves. One thing that happens when you get married is your wife has Sfarim also. So my wife has these Chumashim, that, like the Torah's time, some of the Chumashim. So the Ramban's, spent a decent amount of time learning Chumash. The Ramban's, she has small notes next to the Ramban. So it happens to be the first time that I opened up... I had a Torah Chaim Chumash also, the same edition, that is still not open in my parents' house. My wife already had one when we got married. I just bought it, but she has it. I opened it up, and I was like, this is unbelievable. It, like, has next to it, inside the Chumash, like, all these, like, sections are already broken up. Like, Ramban is so easy right now. Not so easy, but it's much easier. There was question one, answer two, pshat, drash, sod, next to it. And suddenly, you're looking at Chumash. Imagine if you're looking at a Ramban, and the structure... is already there. Imagine that for Tosfos. If everything like I talk about the structure, that's the first step sometimes in reading a Ramban, is to be sensitive to that. The fact that there are different paragraphs is often something which is very helpful. The fact that there are different paragraphs is something which can be very helpful, because then it gives me, assuming that the paragraphs were done correctly when they were divided up, bad paragraphs, you know, are incredibly unhelpful. But if they're done correctly, which they are, so then I already have the structure. I already have the structure at place. When I'm learning the Ramban, I've divided up the structure. Now, a couple other tips when you're learning Ramban if things get difficult. Number one, when he quotes other Mefarshim, it's always very kedai to look at those Mefarshim inside. In other words, complete quotes. Who does the Ramban tend to quote? Rashi, Ibn Ezra. He quotes Unkelis sometimes, once in a while, like a Psadi Gaon, but he's not quoting a Kli Yakar. Good as he was, he can't go that many years in the future to quote the Kli Yakar. So when you're going around and you're seeing, like, exactly, only Rishon Riyoch I could do. When you're seeing what's going on, so we... to look up those can be very, very helpful. What about when there are difficult phrases in the Ramban? When there are difficult phrases in the Ramban, I'll give you some tricks that are maybe like a little bit more fancy, and I'll give you some tricks that are going to be probably more helpful. The fancier tricks, not that fancy,
but there are other Mefarshim that were influenced by the Ramban's Perish and Chumash and share very similar ideas. As an example, the Kabbalistic sections of the Ramban Kayadua, even his Kabbalistic sections, was not spelling everything out. In general, many of us don't want to learn the Kabbalah. Maybe we shouldn't learn the Kabbalistic sections. But if for whatever reason a person is, they're at that Madrega, and they're learning it, so Rabbeinu Bechai in his Perish and Chumash is much more open and will often elaborate more on the Kabbalistic things that the Ramban says in a bit of a more quiet way. Or he hints to it, more of a Derech Remiza, Rabbeinu Bechai will spell it out a little bit more. So sometimes looking at Rabbeinu Bechai can be very helpful. It's no different than if I don't understand Pshat and Tosfos, I can look at the Tosfos Rush. Or I could look at the Rashba where he quotes Tosfos. It's looking at other Mefarshim that may quote the Ramban or say ideas. The Or HaChaim may quote the Ramban. So look around your Mikros Gedolos for other Rishonim that quote a Ramban. And again, you may find that some of those Rishonim will add in some words here to make the phrases a little bit easier that will provide you with some information that can be very helpful. That's one trick. There are other Rambans that additions of the Ramban, we're getting really practical right now. There are other additions of the Ramban that were put out. Over there is the Oz V'Hadar Ramban edition. The Oz V'Hadar Ramban edition is not on the bottom. There's some Rambans that will give you like a full translation of the Ramban. The full sentence would be like that. Like the Art School Ramban, I would imagine, essentially does that. It's giving you the whole Ramban in English. You can go all the way through. The Oz V'Hadar one doesn't do that, but it gives you a lot of footnotes. There's two kinds of footnotes. Some of them are explaining Pshat, and some add additional sources. We'll speak about that in a second. But sometimes the Oz V'Hadar one, Hama'or, is a different publishing house with them. Art Scroll has. And if you get stuck in a phrase, it's good to know some of the Sfarim that are available. Rav Simcha Zissel, the Reshiva of Chevron, has a Sefer on Chumash called Sam Derech. So there he often speaks about Chumash Rashi, at least certain Rambans on Chumash. And you can look there. Here's the name of the Sefer. When he speaks about Ramban. I'm having a hard time with the Ramban. One of the things I'll do, I can't make my way through certain phrases. Something's very difficult. So I'll look at the Oz V'Hadar one. I'll look at the other Rishonim there. And I may look at this Sefer, Rav Simcha Zissel Breide, who has a lot on Chumash and Ramban that can be very, very helpful. That's as far as making your way through. Organizing it and structuring it. Getting the good background down. And anticipating what's going to be there. And then a lot of it becomes significantly easier when we're there. There is another resource which I think is used less because it's harder to use as a resource. But if you can be directed well, I find it to be incredibly helpful. The Ramban, especially the Machshava Rambans, the Ramban was a very consistent Rishon who wrote lots of other Sfarim. If you go on that shelf, the top right there is Kisvei Ramban. The Ramban wrote other Sfarim. A lot of things that the Ramban wrote as Perush Al Torah are also found in other Sfarim of the Ramban. Sometimes, in like the Oz V'Hadar one, they'll often direct you. The Ramban in his other Sfarim, sometimes it's a bit more elaborated upon. It gives you more context. And things that were not as clear, the Ramban in the Parsha Machshava last night, that was not as clear to me, but I saw the Ramban talks about in the Sefer called Toras Hashem Tamima. You get the Sefer Toras Hashem Tamima, and suddenly, wow, here the Ramban gives me like a whole lot more. Or speaking about Khartoumim, there are certain things that the Ramban fills in more. The Ramban fills in more. And that's something which can be helpful. One additional resource, which I don't have access to, I think is out of print, and this Yoni knows about, there is a small white kuntris that was put out that directs you to the Rambans that are most important for Machshava, for Nani Emuna and Machshava, because what happens is there are Rambans that are Pshat-based, and that's it. There are Rambans that get into Lumdus a little bit, and there are Rambans that are more Machshava-based. So there they select on different partios. Here are some of the main Rambans in terms of Machshava to be able to get it. Now, what I would say, just to clarify for one second, one thing which is important to know if you learn Ramban as a Baal Machshava is that there's often a lot of different Rambans that all relate to the same topic. So I can know what the Ramban says in Parshas Bo. It could be my knowledge of Ramban is still not as complete, but it's still very valuable to know the Ramban in Parshas Bo. But it's not as organized of a Sefer like Ilu you were learning, it's organized in the Sefer Al Torah. It's not a work of machshava like Mor Nevuchim, which is all about being structured and building. But the Ramban here, again, these are some of the resources, at least, that I find to be very, very important when learning Ramban.
What do I do after I've learned the Ramban? How do I know if the Ramban, what do I do after I've learned it? So I've prepared by learning Chumas Rashi, Ibn Ezra maybe. I'm sensitive to issues in the text. I'm reading the Ramban. I'm asking myself in the Ramban, question one, what's bothering the Ramban? What's motivating him to speak here? Sometimes he's explicit and sometimes not. I want to organize it into sections, questions, answers. He's explaining the psukim. What are his rayas? What are not his rayas? It helps me contextualize what's more important, less important. It's going to be a pshat idea. It's going to be a drush idea. It's going to be a medrash, a maimer chazal. I'm going to be able to, it's going to be a lumdish. I can get insight as I read it sometimes what he's really going to do. I have resources to help me if there are things that are more challenging. When I'm done with the Ramban, I believe we want to ask ourselves a couple of questions. Just like when you're learning Gemara, you can read an entire daf of Gemara, and then you could stop, and that's it. And you've made your way through the entire Gemara. But if we want that lima to be much more valuable, there's always a couple of questions that we want to ask. Different Rishonim, different Limudim, different questions. But in the world of Ramban and Chumash, I want to be able to answer a couple of questions. Number one, how did the Ramban contribute in this piece to my understanding of Chumash? What did the Ramban do here that helps me now understand the text better? He explained why the Chartumim couldn't copy Kinim. Not more than a sentence. What did the Ramban, what was the primary goal? The Ramban explained why Paro's magicians, his sorcerers, couldn't copy the Makkah of Kinim. Great. After I say, how did he add, what exactly did he add to my understanding? So I'll say he explained that. One sentence, a summary of what he explained for the text. Now, if the Ramban were only a Parshan, which the Rashbam, as an example, may on some level be, when you're reading a Rashbam, that may be the only question you want to ask at the end. In light of this Rashbam, how do I understand the text better? The basic text, the meaning of words, the storyline, characters. What do I do? That's the only question I have. But because the Ramban is writing on multiple levels, so I'm going to have to ask myself additional questions depending on what kind of Ramban it is. If it's a halachic Ramban, it's like a lumdisher Ramban, so I'm going to want to ask myself the question, what did the Ramban add to my understanding of halacha? If it's a Ramban ala Torah, about how many dayanim you require to be mekabel edus in a case of dinin nefashos, everyone agrees dinin nefashos, the pasuk requires 23, but how many be mekabel edus? Reb Sadia Gaon, against the Ramban. So I want to ask myself, how did this contribute, what did this add to my understanding of halacha? In machshava, I want to ask a similar question. I've read the Ramban, I've now summarized, it's such a pleasure. Great to see you. And I've now summarized it, so I want to ask myself the question, okay, not just what did the Ramban understand, contribute to my understanding of Chumash, but what did he contribute to my Jewish thought? What do I now understand about Kochos Hara that I did not understand prior to this? What do I understand about Emuna that I did not understand prior to this Ramban? It's not just about like in Gemara, I read it and I'm good, but what did this Makor contribute to my understanding about Oel Zarek? It just, I read it and I got it, but what did it contribute? So for the Ramban, what do I want it to, it's going to be based on what exactly the particular context is, what exactly we are talking about. So when we speak about learning Ramban, the Chasam Sofer used to give Shir and Ramban on Friday nights. Chasam Sofer wrote that Ramban, so many Yisodos in Emuna come from the Ramban, but it's important to be able to understand within Rambans, you know, what's he writing, what's he doing, how can I structure it and organize it to be able to understand it as well as I possibly can. There are good Rambans, and the Ramban Tuv Yerushalayim, I should have mentioned. There's an edition called Tuv Yerushalayim of the Ramban that gives you a lot of explanations. You'll see that some Ramban Sfarim give you translations of the Kabbalah and some don't go there at all. And you can figure out, you know, I think in general we don't go in the direction of heavy Kabbalah, but you can check that out for sure. But as far as the Ramban, before, during, and after, what are some of the tricks, at least, if you want to be able to understand Ramban as well as possible? I'm looking at other Mefarshim to see how they say it out.
You may want to look up the Makoros Eis quoting in the Gemara and saying something in the Gemara. I may want to look that up. The Ramban quotes a lot of Midrashim also, a lot of Midrashim. And to be able to understand that well, there's so many Rambans. By the way, also, even if you don't have the booklet, being able to pick up on certain words, al derech hapshat, al derech raboseinu, things like that, can help you yourself prioritize which Rambans to do. If I'm looking at Rambans, I can't learn all of Ramban and Chumash this week, but I want to know which ones to do, so I can definitely look, and that can be helpful. Some of what I just described, some of these Rambans do for us. If you open up like the Ozahadar Ramban, just as an example, when you open it up, a lot of them, so the Ramban itself will, for some reason, we're in the middle of Parshas, we've got that many Rambans. But in here itself, you'll often have, like in the beginning, you know, it'll tell you what the Ramban's coming to do. It'll tell you, you know, this is a second answer, it's a third answer. There's sometimes that the Ramban himself and some of the additions, the Ramban can be very, very helpful. See, Sodistic Sefer, it's no different in many ways in learning a Rishon and Chumash, but as Chaim Blushner said, Chumash and Rashi without Tosfos, Chumash and Rashi, that Ramban is like Gemara Rashi without Tosfos. What does that mean? What it means is that if you understand the same way if you learn Tosfos in the Sugya, your understanding of the Sugya is so much broader and so much deeper. The way it fits with other areas, the levels of depth that happen to apply are so much greater if you're able to do a good job with learning Chumash, Rashi, Ramban. Our understanding can really be much, much better. If I can just make a ha'ara of a practical ha'ara too, if you're interested in learning Chumash and interested in learning Ramban, so there's lots of Rambans. It's too much for the vast majority of us, unless we're dedicating massive amounts of time, too much for anyone to go through all of Ramban every single week. What you can do is you can choose individual Rambans and maybe even individual sections. This year I'm choosing a section in Rishon. Next year I'll choose a section in Sheni of the Parsha. Next year in Shlishi. If choosing a section, especially if someone can direct you, here's a Yesodistic Ramban, here's an important Ramban, it's great to get our feet wet. It's such an important sefer as far as what he does for understanding of Chumash, what he does for understanding of Halacha. The Ramban's one of the greats as far as how multifaceted and broad he was. And if we're able to, again, hopefully do a good job with the Ramban, again, just to open up a little bit, some insights as far as Chumash and Ramban. Okay, that's what we're going to do right now.